ang phone number po nila is 0800-111-31. During business hours lang po tayo, Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Pwede rin kayong mag-email sa kanila on reservations@planettravel.co.nz. Ayan, madaming specials.
Wala lang sinabi how many kilos ang allowed sa
Cathay Pacific.
Pacific.
So, it's 30.
30.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame that Philippine Airlines drop it to 25.
Oh, I see.
From 30. Mm-hmm. Sayang. Mm-hmm. But anyways. And
mas mura pa din ang Philippine Airlines.
Mas mura pa din.
And mabilis, syempre.
Mabilis, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. Wala na kayong stopover kung... Which most of us may mga kamag-anak tayo ng Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane.
Yes.
Mm. So, kung if you will consider that, that you can stop over once and then, going there and coming back.
Yes.
So, like me, I have got my daughter in Sydney. So, papunta doon sa kanya ako mag-stop over. Pabalik sa Melbourne ako mag-stop over sa youngest daughter. Si Eric ang nakaka-miss out kasi alanganin ang Brisbane. So, I have to go there purposely from here.
Return. It's not too bad, though.
Not too bad. Otherwise, I have to pay extra from either Sydney or...
Correct, Melbourne. So, that's an extra flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it's any cheaper anyway coming from here to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Kasi marami namang specials talaga going to Brisbane. Mm. Yan. And of course, nakalimutan po pala nating i-greet yung mga solo mom na also standing as a mother. As a father sa kanilang mga anak. Happy Father's Day din po sa inyong lahat. At kahit sino naman na standing as a father
both
figure.
Father and mother.
Yeah, father figure on all the children. Jian, so happy Father's Day po sa inyong lahat. And dahil po, Jian, I think we can go straight to our local news, Tita Verge and Shine. Now, child, critical as Auckland measles cases jump by 19 a day to 778. This is getting worse, isn't it? The measles in Auckland. Three children are in Auckland Starship Hospital with measles, including one in a critical condition. An Auckland District Health Board spokesperson has told One News the other two children are in a stable condition. The news came as the number of measles cases in Auckland today reached 778, an increase of 19 since yesterday. Health officials say the majority of the cases are in South Auckland and are children under the age of 5 and young adults between the age of 15 and 29. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. William Ranger, says there are 18 to 20 new cases each day and 40% of the cases this year have been hospitalized. Please don't delay getting your children vaccinated at 12 months and at 4 years, and make sure older children are vaccinated now if they have missed out, Dr. Ranger has advised. The Auckland District Health Board is continuing to provide professional health advice to institutions where large groups can be easily affected, such as schools and prisons. Pop-up clinics have opened today across in South Auckland, which are offering free vaccinations. These are at Clinden Shopping Center in Manurewa during the week and at the Manukau Super Clinic on Saturdays. People in South Auckland who suspect they have measles are advised to avoid going to Middlemore Hospital, but contact their local GP for professional advice. There have been 937 cases nationally this year. Auckland Netball has cancelled its prize giving tonight, and New Zealand Rugby League has cancelled next week's secondary schools competition involving 26 schools because of the measles outbreak. Now, that is very sad, isn't it?
Scary.
Mm-hmm. Very, very scary. So, yes, please, you know, you have to get your children vaccinated. Kasi once... You know, madaling magkalat ang measles ngayon, hindi ba, Tita Verge?
Oo, at saka talagang once na nag-outbreak, like it or not, nakakahawa.
Nakakahawa talaga yan.
Kahit
airborne pa naman yan, di ba?
Kahit na malapit na matuyo na yung mga katikati, nakakahawa pa.
And then there are the very young children who are like, you know, children, like, oh sorry, babies, who are too young to be vaccinated, but, and then, so they're vulnerable to it.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they don't have the... Anyway, it's hard to really think on this day and age, you know, may mga hindi pa vaccinated.
Yeah. Totoo yan.
Depende naman kasi sa sa beliefs ng tao.
But kung iisipin mo, Western country ito, hindi ito kapareho natin na sa dami ng tao dahil classified nga tayong third world country, kahit na gustuhin ng mga nanay, mga tatay na ipa-vaccinate agad ang mga anak, on their own accord, mahihirapan dahil kulang sa pundo. Mm-hmm. So mag-intay sa
Free vaccine.
Public free vaccine. But at least meron tayo niyan. Yun lang, minsan, kahit na meron na noon, problema pa din yung pamasahin nila kung saan center
Correct.
Pupunta.
Yes.
Which
yes.
you cannot blame them dahil no. talagang wala eh. Magtitinda ng manok or whatever para magkaroon ng pamasahe. But at least they still do their best na ma-immunize ang mga bata.
So sa atin din, mahirap kasi maraming taga-bundok na walang way of, you know, going to town, but to walk and you know, kaya lang I'm very happy though. Speaking of the Philippines vaccinating communities, my nephew is a nurse and his job is actually going up to the mountains, vaccinating communities isolated from you know main centers.
So kasi kung bumaba sila kahit na halimbawa to if they come down to get their provisions for the whole month or wherever, kung mayroon na silang measles, makakahawa din sila. So talagang napakagandang layunin noong paakyatin sa mga bundok na ganyan.
Yan ang project ng District Health Board sa San Carlos City, sa Negros, saan kami. So ilan yan sila? Apat, I think. They do motorbike.
Motors,
because you can't do it by jeep or whatever, or by bus. Hindi ma-reach.
Carabao.
Hindi ma-reach. Yeah, siguro Carabao. But yeah, so mas madali ang single motorbike talaga. Ganyan.
It has to be a male nurse kasi hirap naman yung babaeng nurse na mag-motorbike.
Apat sila na male nurse. Minsan, may aangkas na female ganun
para may katulong.
But yeah, it's a good thing. So pagpa-vaccine,
the ingenuity of the Filipino.
Correct. Yes.
And that brings us to a reminder for you all, we have got a special guest today.
Yes.
Miss Munina Hernandez, our Filipino nurse who is doing very very well here in New Zealand, and she is our guest tonight. She will ring in at 4:30. So antabayanan po ninyo ang ating nurse, Miss Munina Hernandez.
Ayan.
Meanwhile, wala pala tayong Bulilit News ngayon.
Wala tayong Bulilit News, but may Buhay Pinoy tayo. And I find this very interesting. Have you heard of vegan condoms, anyone?
Natawa rin si Shine. Ano yun? Edible?
I don't know. Sabi ko, this is interesting. Sabi ko, so you know, I thought I will share this with you guys on our Buhay Pinoy. Maybe because it's made from plant rather than synthetic.
Okay. Oh, so there is no plastic. A plastic component there. Wala.
Yes, I think that's probably what it is.
Well, come out with it.
So it says here, after stainless straws generated buzz among consumers, environmental entrepreneurs have introduced the concept of sustainability to intimate products, including contraceptives, to urge more Filipinos to reduce plastic consumption in the Philippines, the world's third largest generator of non-biodegradable waste. So we are the third largest, in the world. That's not good. Vegan condoms are good for the environment because it is made from natural rubber, which decomposes over time, said Pacholo Espina, owner of Loop. This is a store that sells the sustainable condoms. One thing people don't realize is how a product is made affects its environmental footprint, he told the ABS-CBN News. If you derive something out of oil, then it is significantly less sustainable. But if you derive it from its natural form or plant, it's good, he said. Vegan condoms are also better for women's reproductive health, as these do not contain nitrosamine, a chemical preservative used to prolong the shelf life of several goods, Espina said. But eco-friendly contraceptives have not caught on in the Philippines, as each piece costs 100 pesos, three times more expensive than its synthetic counterpart, you see. Sayang naman.
Dapat siguro gawing subsidized ng gobyerno ng ating health, PhilHealth.
the condom barely sells because of price point, definitely. Distribution is a bit difficult pa. Because we only import it in small amounts, so the margins are relatively high. Lower. Reusable sanitary napkins.
Meron na tayo niyan dito.
And panty liners are the more sellable items in Loop's line of eco-friendly intimate products, the 23-year-old entrepreneur said. The store sells about 50 reusable pads a month, as customers usually buy them in bulk. It's an investment, but it becomes cheaper in the long run.
Yeah.
They are relatively affordable. And they also have using washable panty liners, that's all right for girls. Menstrual pads are of materials that can't ever be recycled, so it's forever hazardous, said Magbitang, who has been practicing a plastic-free lifestyle since 2017.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also what they call menstrual cups.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It's like, it works like a tampon.
But the tampon is solid. That one is hollow.
The cup, so it collects and then you're able to
sterilize
it.
You can wash it. And reuse it.
So it's, a lot of people love that.
Really?
A lot of people do.
Very convenient, apparently, to use.
And it says menstrual cups are also an option for women who do not have enough time to wash the blood off their pads, she said. Now, menstrual cups are silicone cups that collect menstruation instead of absorbing it. I prefer using menstrual cups instead of washable napkins because it's easier to manage. I just have one cup and it works fine. So you can actually sterilize it. That's interesting. Now, I didn't really know this. I mean, I know about reusable pads because, you know, you can just wash them and that kind of thing. It's just like reusable nappy size for the children. But the cups, I haven't heard before.
Think about, like, how much, like, waste that one is in particular and, like, the average lifetime of a woman. How many, waste, how much waste they produce just in that part of their life alone.
That's a lot. Those that are currently used at the moment, not considering this alternatives, are definitely clogging everywhere. Toilet. Sometimes they push it into the toilet, it or not.
Oh, that's so bad, isn't it? So I thought, that's interesting.
So that person is 23 years old.
23 years old.
Entrepreneur. And environmental. That's interesting. That's so interesting.
So is this a man? A 23-year-old man?
Woman, I think.
What?
I heard the name earlier.
Espina.
That's the last name. I think the
Pocholo. That's a boy's name. I thought so because I don't think a woman will what?
Why not? That's your own body.
Easier
to manufacture it
because they'll have like a team and then they'll have like what's important to different sides.
Hello, Pocholo. Thank you for coming up with that product. Pag-uwi ko sa Pilipinas, ipamimigay ko doon sa mga anak kong mahihirap.
Hindi sa
dahil,
inyo. Hindi para sa iyo.
Virgin pa ako hindi pa ako gumamit niyan.
I don't think you can say that on radio.
This is so awkward.
Anyway, Tita Verse talaga yung Immaculate Conception.
But yes, that's a very good idea for me. Naalala ko na yan noon, project ko sa Rotary sa ibang bansa. But I will this year, dahil uuwi naman talaga ako, I will start from my family.
Correct. Kahit na distant na relations, etc., lahat ng kaya kong bigyan, bibigyan ko.
Mm-mm.
To improve their lives and
Mm-mm.
their health.
Yes.
Especially the women.
Mm-mm.
Kasi if they are using the normal, how do you call
cotton.
That? And hindi cotton, yung may plastic pa nga, na liner, etc.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like it or not, it will have side effect na
right.
on your skin,
mm-hmm.
on your whatever.
Correct, yeah.
Oh. And mahal pa, magastos.
Mm-hmm.
So, baka kung anong swerte, yung hindi maka-afford ng palit araw-araw, mm-hmm. o pag nabasa, baka kung nilalabhan pa yun and tinutuyo, and baka lang. Pero hindi natin alam.
Uh-huh.
O ay kung hindi maka-afford ng kumpleto, so ganun.
Yes.
So, in which case, if there is this silicone
Mm-mm.
cup,
Mm-hmm.
they can have
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Sa ano daw, sa Loop daw ito mabibili, Loop Store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Loop Store is.
Kung itapon yung ano mo, kukunin ko mamaya.
But we can definitely yeah. find mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. more about it.
And I will share it with you pagbalik ko kung anong resulta.
Mm-mm.
Because
awesome.
It has to be... Pag na maraming naka, word of mouth yan, pag sinabing, oh, yung pamangking ko, 13 years old, ganito, gumamit na yan. Oh.
Mm. But, well, plus, mm. also, like, we've got those brands in New Zealand, but there's something about supporting it in the Philippines now.
Yes.
You make it, you know, less, I don't know, less stigmatized or, you know, not make it sound so expensive, so Philippines, and more people
correct,
are going to use
yeah.
it, hopefully.
Yeah. In fact, my mind is leaping. I can make it my Rotary project, conjoint with another Rotary Club in the Philippines, and give it to young girls who are in high school, who's just starting to menstruate.
Hmm.
For a start,
yeah.
once they are trained to do that on their first year, it will be forever that they will look
correct.
After themselves.
Yeah, that's like what they're doing in like in countries in Africa as well, because the access to like sanitary products is like very like difficult.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is just donating a lot of those like cups instead, silicone cups, and then that's sustainable. So.
And of course, they don't have to keep looking for money to buy new
exactly.
ones.
Mm.
Yeah, they just be. Diligent and wash it every night.
Yeah.
They can actually have two, maybe, or three interchanging.
That's right.
So there's
yeah.
always one clean one in your bag and one clean one at home.
Mm.
And plus the one you have, at least three, isn't it? If you can have five, then you are well
winning.
Covered.
It's the same with like the reusable like underwear.
Mm.
You know, like you use one, you like you have like three, you use one, wash the other,
wash
you know,
wash
other
yeah,
ones,
correct.
And then change every once in a while. So yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, very
good
project.
One.
Very good. Wow, there you go, Tita Birch.
Yeah.
We're giving you ideas. Okay. Before we hear from Nina, shall we hear a really lovely music from you, Shine?
This is Daniel.
And Munina, I know you are listening somewhere. If you can find or reach landline, the number to ring is 815-8100. Or you can invest in your mobile phone.
Cool. Okay, this is Daniel Padilla. Nasa'yo na ang lahat.
Yes.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Everything is in you.
Yes.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa'yo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino. Inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino. Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Hindi akalain sabihin mong ako na yon. Ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Minamahal kita pagkat
sa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 oh. Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 oh. Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Kinikilig pa rin ako. Ang sarap magmahal pag panalo. Nag-iisa sa puso ko. Di kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang medireto. Hindi akalain, sabihin mo nga ako na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 oh. Nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 oh.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat. May isang pumapasok yata.
Hello, Monina.
Hello.
Oh, great. Now you're on. Yeah, something is wrong with our phone. But good afternoon. Thank you that you were able to make it despite of your very busy appointments and your roaming away, roaming around somewhere. You would have listened in and heard parts of our discussions about the capped
vegan condoms.
Vegan condoms and menstrual cup something. Oh, can you hear?
Yes, yes. Actually,
napakinggan
ko nga yung discussion
niyo
about
Negroes,
about condoms, and all the other things.
Oh, great.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
Kumusta mo, Nina? Si Trinito.
Hello po.
Uh-huh. Ayan. Can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
You're on air,
yes,
now.
Are.
Yes,
you
welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Welcome, you're on air.
Oh, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can hear you loudly. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I on the air now?
Yes, you are. Right from when I picked you up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry for that. Yeah.
No worries.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Magandang hapon, Tita Virgie. Mm-hmm. Miss Trini, maganda hapon.
And nandito rin si Shine.
Hello, musta?
Like what I said earlier, I was actually listening to your program.
Someone is ringing.
And I heard your discussion about measles and the vegan condom and tampons.
Yeah.
And all of those.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes. Maybe you can give a brief insight on that one, as we are already on that topic, and then after that, let us discuss your role, and this would be your role, and we really, really hope you win, being a nurse as one of the Waitemata District Health Board candidate this coming election.
Previously po, pupunta ko sa inyong
radio program para
mag-discuss
ng mga common health problems that affects our
ang hirap
naglulo
po itong telepono namin eh.
Can you still hear me, Monina? Answer it, because I think...
Hi, Monina.
Oo, naputol. Sandali, ha? Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us, Melina?
Yes, 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 okay. I can hear you.
There we go.
Okay, that's better.
That's a lot better.
Yep. Okay, can I start talking again? Yes, sorry. I think naputol ako dun sa nabanggit ko about measles. And I do remember I always come to your program to discuss yung mga common health problems that affect our communities. Mm-hmm. And currently, like what you said, it's measles. Yes. And isa po ako dun sa mga nananawagan sa mga kababayan natin to make sure that you're also immunized against measles. Because the good thing sa Pilipinas po kasi is that compulsory ho yan. So, katulad nung nabanggit ni Ms. Trini, yung mga community health nurses natin in the health centers in the Philippines, pag dinala ng mga nanay yung mga babies nila, automatically yan at 9 months, the babies would actually get the first dose of measles vaccination. However, dito po kasi, it's not compulsory. It's left to the mothers to make a decision whether they want their kids to have their vaccines or not. And that's one of the reasons why we're still encouraging, of course, the mothers to make sure that their babies would actually have their measles vaccine para hindi sila magkaroon ng sakit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also more importantly, actually hindi lang din yung measles yung problema natin dyan, yung complications ng measles. And two of the most common complications of measles would be diarrhea and pneumonia, mm-hmm. which are both lethal, to be honest, especially for children who are less than 1 year of age. And that's one of the reasons why we really need to be very active in preventing this kind of health problem among our children.
Yeah. I see.
So agreed. Totoo lang. Yeah. Kasi once it gets hold of, you know, a few kids or a few people, mahirap na ano niyan, i-stop, di ba?
Yeah, kasi yun po. Yung nabanggit mo nga kanina, Miss Trini, it's airborne. So that means yung mikrobyo na yan, lumulutang yan sa hangin.
Yes.
And anyone within the room can actually inhale it. So, of course, when it gets into their system, if they're not immune to it, they can definitely get the signs and symptoms of measles.
Yeah.
Mm. Tigdas in Tagalog.
Tigdas, yeah. And mga katulad ba natin, Munina, like mga matatandang katulad ko?
Katulad ko?
pwede pa ba tayong mahawa dyan? And can we still get vaccinated?
I think yung sa district health boards dito kasi ang priority nila syempre would be the young children.
Correct.
And if you would see yung mga fact sheets ng ARPS, for example, Auckland Regional Public Health Service, it says there that if you get the first dose of measles, you actually would get 95% protection from measles itself.
Okay.
Ayun.
Yes.
And I guess yung sa edad natin, apart from, you know, getting, I'm sure, nabigyan tayo ng measles when we were young in the Philippines.
Yes.
Kasi nga compulsory yan.
Yes.
And yung exposure natin din sa mga tao sa paligid natin who may have it, that would have helped in developing our immunity mismo. Kaya ang importante at the moment would be the children because, like what I said, some of them may not be protected against it.
No, that's true. And if you have actually got measles when you were young and of course survived it, mas ang immunity ba natin higher din?
Yes, of course. Actually, ang tawag dyan, yung active immunity, pag nagkaroon ka ng sakit mismo, sabi nga nila, mas matapang yun, no? Yung mas mas virulent yung type ng mikrobyo malamang that would have gotten into you. And of course, the type of immunity that you would get is a lot stronger.
Ah, okay. Kasi I know for your fact na nagka-measles ako last time. Malapit na ako mamatay, sabi ng mama ko. So, I'm still here. So, siguro I am very immune. I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Although may iba pang klaseng measles that affects older people. Well, not older people. I mean, adults. Like, for example, yung German measles. Ibang klase din yun. And yun naman yung delikado sa mga buntis at saka dun sa mga ipinagbubuntis nila.
Mm.
Pero yung current epidemic kasi, yun yung regular na
kind
measles,
of measles.
Mm-hmm. Na nakaka-affect sa mga bata.
So mas madaling ma-eradicate kasi alam na natin kung anong gamot dyan, diba?
Opo, sana ma-eradicate. I'm really wishing kasi sinusubaybayan ko rin yung numbers and like what you said, every almost every day 19 cases yung na-identify nila. And yun, identified lang yun. So hindi natin alam, probably there are other kids out there sa mga bahay nila who may be sick and hindi alam ng family members or ng parents nila that they actually have it.
I have a question. This is Shine, by the way.
Hi Shine.
I'm wondering, like, if you get, like, if somebody gets their kids vaccinated for measles when they're young, when they're a baby, what's their chance of getting measles later on in life? Like, say, for example, when something like this happens and there's, like, an epidemic or, you know, are they still at risk or are they going to be fine?
Yeah, so like what I mentioned earlier, if you get the immunization against measles, that would actually give you 95% protection against measles. There's still that 5% chance, but we can't really say that all of the vaccines that we give to kids would protect them 100%. So that's the reason why they always allocate a certain percentage for, you know, the unusual cases who may still get the disease even if they already been vaccinated.
And for parents who for whatever reason don't believe in getting their kids vaccinated, what kind of things would like the district health boards and what kind of measurements would they put in place? Or is it really just that's the risk that, you know, with measles as a vaccination not being compulsory?
That's I can say sad thing. And the reason for that is because I've been actually in a few discussions with a few nurses about it. And yes, they were saying that here in this country, in New Zealand, of course, the people can actually choose not to be vaccinated. And if they choose not to be vaccinated against measles, or their kids not to be vaccinated against measles, then we can't do anything.
The most
that we can do as health professionals is actually to encourage them. To encourage them to bring their kids to the doctors and have their children vaccinated against it.
Like at schools, right? I remember, like when I was younger, they'd send teams for, to vaccinate kids. So really, it's like, is it like they'll provide the vaccination, but a parent can write and say that, sorry, I don't want my child to be part of this program and be vaccinated for this particular thing. That's interesting.
Exactly. Which is quite different in the Philippines, because, like what I said, it's compulsory.
Now let's go back to the Waitemata District Health Board, and what can you do when you win? When you win, because you are going to win, surely. Filipinos.
Salamat tita sa pag singit nung campaign ko actually. Panahon na naman po ng local elections, and I am standing again for the Waitemata District Health Board as a member of that, of course. And you would notice probably that in some of the communication that has been sent out to voters, voting will start on the 20th of September, and for the WDHB, there's 7 positions, I think, and there's more than 20 of us who are standing for the board. Kaya medyo mahigpit po yung laban ngayon. Kaya dun sa aking campaign flyers, nakasulat doon, pakisulat ang number one. Kasi ho, ranking yan. I think that's what happened the last time. I stood in 2016, and of course, as usual, ranking po yan. And I was actually ranked number 8 when they only needed 7 people. So hindi ako nakapasok. Kaya ngayon, sana po yung ating mga kababayan, mga boboto sa akin, would actually put number 1 or probably number 2, nothing less than that, para naman ho ako makapasok. Dun sa top 7.
I see. So no need to put your name, bastang 1 ano lang?
Yes, dun sa ballots po that you will receive starting the 20th of this this month. Nakasulat na po dun yung mga pangalan namin. So Hernandez, Munina, and then of course yung mga other candidates po. And all you need to do is rank it.
I see. Hindi tick. Hindi yung magpili ka ng 7 and itik mo yun. Hindi. Kundi i-rank mo ng 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Opo, ranking. Oh, I ranking see. Mm-hmm. Ayun. Kaya pag nilagay nyo number 8, wala na naman
wala
ako.
Wala na. Oo.
Kaya dapat number 1.
Yeah, I think I saw it in one of your pamphlets. Number 1.
Campaign flyers.
Yeah, campaign flyer. Yeah, okay. Great. Yeah. So, ayan, mga kabayan, yan po ang ating tip, lalo na doon sa mga nasasakupan ng Waitemata District Health Board, which is the North Shore and West. Anong mga
sakop ng Waitemata?
Waitemata District
Health. North Shore, West Auckland, and Rodney po. I'm actually looking at the map now. So it covers from as high as Wellsford, Warkworth, Snell's Beach, Orewa, Fangaparoa, tapos sa bandang West po, Helensville, Miriwai Beach, and then hanggang sa North Shore po. Hanggang siyempre Piha. And of course, that includes yung Titirangin, yung...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ang dami pala, no?
Newlyn, Glenaden,
kasama
Henderson?
Ang Newlyn? Newlyn, Glendin, Henderson?
May some parts ng Newlyn na kasama, pero may ibang parts na hindi. Same with Henderson. May ilang parts ng Henderson na covered ng Waitemata District Health Board. Pero merong ibang parte na hindi po.
Anong ibang health board ang under ng
Auckland,
which?
Auckland siguro.
Auckland Uh-oh. District Health Board.
So then sa lista mo, pakitingnan mo nga halimbawa yung Newlyn or Gleneden. Ano ang mga kasali ba yan sa Waitemata?
Ang Gleneden po kasama, pero yung mapa ng Auckland Council hindi po specified which parts of Newlyn. Pero like what I said, there are certain parts that are not covered by Waitemata District Health Board. And there are parts that are covered.
Mayroong at least street names? Wala.
Yung mapangawa ko po ngayon wala eh. So probably yung mga kababayan natin na nakatira sa Newlyn, they will receive yung proper. List of candidates.
Yeah, to whichever district health board they belong.
Opo. Okay. Tapos ang Waitemata District Health Board po kasi ito yung biggest na district health board amongst the 20 district health boards all over the country. And yung pangunahin ho na gusto ko sana mangyari, to be honest, para kung sakaling makapasok ako, is para yung Waitakere Hospital, which is actually based in West Auckland, for that to become a fully functional, future-focused general hospital. And the reason for that is because we know very well that the population in West Auckland is growing.
Yes.
The population in North Shore is growing.
Yes.
But some of the patients coming from West Auckland gets transferred to North Shore.
North Shore, yes.
Yun po. So that means na naghahati pa sa, in terms of rooms, for example, or beds, when in fact, dapat sana may sariling ospital ng West Auckland, same with North Shore, and hopefully, probably, eventually, even Rodney would have their own.
Yes.
Especially po ngayon sa, like what we said, ang pinag-uusapan natin kanina is the measles outbreak. This patients needs to be isolated, for example, and if we don't have enough rooms or enough beds, for example, in our hospitals, there's a risk na magkahawa-hawa yung mga pasyente niyan, which is not right. So, so it's about time that we have our own hospitals in West Auckland. And that's Waitakere. Sorry, they do have it, but then it needs to be fully developed kasi meron pong ibang services doon na hindi matatagpuan doon. And then, apart from that, of course, a fully developed North Shore Hospital.
Yes, because I myself, for example, I belong to the North Shore, so therefore sa North Shore Hospital dapat ako, but there were instances na pinadala pa ako sa West kasi wala daw na services noon sa North Shore noon.
Po, they share resources, yes. But the sad thing there is, like what I said, there are some services in Waitakere that's not available for their people there, kaya pinadadala pa sa North Shore. Yung sa inyo naman po, there are some cases na naririnig ko din sa mga ibang pasyente na sobrang puno ng emergency department.
Kaya inililipat sa Waitakere kung medyo maluwag dun. Palagay ko.
Opo, ayun. Samantalang, yun nga, pwede naman nating gawing independent or yung dalawang hospital na yan or probably expand pa para mas makapag makapag-admit pa sila ng mas maraming pasyente.
Ayan. Well, that's a very good cause that you are raising, and hopefully you win on that regard.
Hopefully.
Oo, dapat lang. Dapat
ano pang isang pambato mo dyan sa iyong sa iyong plataforma?
Yung ano, ito hindi ko alam kung ano ha, itong mga taga North Shore lang ang problema. Yung GP fees na sobrang mahal, not everyone who lives in North Shore are high income earners. And yung isa pong napapansin namin is that ang GP fees around here in North Shore, kasi taga North Shore po kasi ako eh, is a lot higher compared to the GP fees in other parts of Auckland.
Yes.
Yun po. And and the reason for that is because of the subsidy. I do remember when I used to live in South Auckland, I'm only paying like around $20, I think, or $30 per consultation. Nung lumipat po ako dito sa North Shore, hindi ko na ho ma-afford to the point na minsan ayoko nang pumunta sa GP kasi yung hanggat maaari, hindi ako pupunta hanggat hindi malala yung sintomas ko. And I presume that a lot of low-income earners would be doing the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Imagine paying $50 for a consultation fee.
Yeah.
Kaya yun po na I think yan po pwede rin isa yan sa mga gusto namin I will say gusto namin na mapababa, and the reason for that is because we should not stop low income people from seeking consultation just because they cannot afford it.
Totoo.
Very much so. Kasi I know the experience personally, na talagang $70 ata ang binabayaran ng isa kong kakilala na dating nasa West Auckland nakatira before, and then lumipat ng North Shore from $22 up to $70 sa GP niya sa North Shore. So ginagawa niya, hindi niya nililipat yung mga ano niya, nasa pumupunta pa ng West just to get a GP services kasi she can't afford to go to North Shore where she lives.
That's well and good if no one is policing it. Baka mamaya inireport naman ng kung sinong nakaalam na hindi ka na sa West, ay ba't dito ka pa magpa-doktor? Doon ka na sa inyo sa North Shore.
Yeah, the thing is, what can you do? Yun exactly. Na dapat ang ang gagawin mo. Kasi at the end of the day, that's where your original doctors are anyhow. You're not committing crime, are you? I don't know.
Yeah. Yun, nakakalungkot kasi the DHBs can actually subsidize the GPs para, you know, the practice itself, para mapababa yung GP fees ng mga low-income patients.
Isa yan
po dun sa mga tinitingnan din namin. So hopefully, pag nakapasok kami dun sa District Health Board, isa yan sa mga ipupush namin.
Pwede ninyong selectahin, no? Piliin yung mga talagang low-income earners and concentrate on them.
Yeah.
Because if you can identify that, hey, 40% of them are low-income bracket, so what can we do about it?
But does that also apply for people living in North Shore but receiving, you know, the work and income cards? Who's got work and income cards, like on benefit?
They're still subsidized?
Okay. So, but they should pay cheaper consultations, right? I think they
yes.
They're fully subsidized. Dapat $17 lang yung binabayad nila, ganyan ata.
Yeah, so sa kanila yes, definitely they're paying a lot less compared to the other low income patients. You know, when I say low income, like for example, in my case, I'm a single parent. And my salary, my income compared to a two parent household would not compare. Definitely kalahati ang sweldo ko ng kinikita ng isang two parent household. So in my case, pwede ko sigurong sabihin na isa ako doon sa mga low income patients. There would be a lot out there like me. So these are the people who needs the subsidy or who needs to be considered in terms of subsidy from the government itself.
Correct. Yeah. Totoo yan.
Very good.
Awesome. So kailan uli ang butuhan
Yung bali ang lahat po ng mga enrolled na voters, they will receive their ballots, yung voting pack, okay, starting September 28th. Okay. And kailangan po nilang maibalik yan before the closing date, which is, hold on, October 12.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Mm-hmm. So, pwede naman palang, so we don't really need to go to a voting center. We just receive it at home and then you cast
post
your vote,
back.
Post
mm-hmm.
it back. Ah, awesome.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mas madali yung local elections kaysa sa general elections. Mm-hmm. Yung general elections, you have to go to the voting center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kasi nanonotice ko na sa community center ng sa Meadowood Community Center kung saan ako nagzuzumba, they already have a box for local election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've
got a box already there set up outside for, you know, local election.
In preparation
siguro for kung na-receive niyo na yung ballots, mm-hmm. niyo pwede niyo na ilagay doon or something and they will probably mm-hmm. take care of sending, you know, forward
to the correct electorate.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Good. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what else are your activities that us Filipinos can help for your campaign?
Isa ngayon po yun, ang pinakakabalan ko po yung local elections. Pero sa mga Filipino nurses po, I'm going to Hastings, Napier Hastings on the 7th, next Saturday, mm-hmm. para mag-organize ng isa pang Filipino nurses branch doon sa lugar na yon. So,
great.
Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
ma-meet ko po yung mga local nurses doon para naman mabuo natin yung organisasyon natin in that area. And eventually, of course, this would help us doon sa mga issues that we need to raise with the, and also with immigration and even with the Ministry of Health.
Mm-hmm. Hastings ka mo.
Napier Hastings.
Yeah.
Okay. Hawke's Bay. Or Bay of Plenty, I think it's called.
Next Saturday po yun.
Yeah, okay. I'll try and look up our friends at the Federation of Filipino Associations, Societies, and Clubs in New Zealand. Mga Pilipino yan. May mga organisasyon dyan. At least, kung ma-refer ka, they will know who the Filipinos are, whatever. Especially yung mga voting aides na.
Yeah.
That will be a good one.
Yes, opo. Mm-hmm. Thank you po.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And what else can you add for your campaign?
sige po. Yun, mga kababayan, saka yung mga kapamilya po ninyo at mga kaibigan, sana po pakibanggit po sa kanila na sa darating na local elections, if they live in North Shore, West Auckland, and Rodney area, sana po iboto nila ako for Waitemata District Health Board. My name is Monina Hernandez. In the voting papers, you would see there, Hernandez Monina. Pakisulat po ang number one next to my name para naman po makapasok ako sa top 7.
Mm-hmm.
And like what I said earlier, yung priority programs na ipupush ko po for Waitemata District Health Board would be making sure that Waitakere Hospital is developed or is transformed into a fully functional, future-focused general hospital. And this is for the growing West Auckland population. Apart from that, I would also want to push for low GP fees for all low-income people around the Waitakere District Health Board area.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, of course, para sa mga nurses, I also want the nurses to practice in a safe environment. And with that, I am also pushing for better staff-patient ratio. And the reason for that, of course, is that, if the nurses can only take care, for example, of 4 patients, that would make sure that they're caring for them properly. And at the same time, there would be less risks for them. And that would also ensure patient safety.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun po. At the other services po na gusto ko rin po sanang ipush would be mental health services and more staff in relation to that. And also a stronger primary health care service.
Great.
Ayan.
Great. Malaking awesome. Tulong yan. Iba talaga pag nurse kasi maintindihan mo lahat ng sitwasyon and you can explain it properly because you experienced it while you are working as a nurse. And now, as you are teaching as well and being the president of the Filipino Nurses Organization, that's a big help as well for you, Monina. And for us, Filipinos na mga kasali dyan or hindi man kasali, naririnig namin kung ano yung dapat at kung ano yung kailangang ilapit sa inyo, mailapit namin. And you being director as well of the New Zealand Nurses Nursing Council, malaking tulong din yun sa ating mga Pinoy kasi may experience ka na doon. You will know the, kung saan ang pakaliwa, kung saan ang pakanan. And at least you can bring up our problems as well as an ethnic group.
Mm-mm.
And as a very active component of New Zealand society.
Correct. Ayan. Mm. We're so proud of you, Manina. And good luck. All the best sa ano, ha? Sa election.
Maraming salamat. Thank you po. Best thank you, Tita Virgie. Thank you, Miss Trini. Thank you, Shine.
Thank yeah. you.
Thank you. Okay. And the very best of luck.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Mm.
Ayan, ayan po si Manina Hernandez, ang ating magaling na nurse na ngayon ay nasa isa sa mga kandidato sa ating local
elections.
Elections. Mm-hmm. Ayan, it looks like we are running out of time. We probably mm-hmm. just have our greetings
We have time to do this.
Shall we do one news? Or
yes. Yeah, one news.
Yeah, yeah. One news and same one showbiz. Okay. Ayan. What have you got? I think Shine has got some news for us this afternoon, mga kababayan. Mm-hmm. Okay, ayan na. This is Samut Sare, Philippine News. Go ahead, Shine.
Okay, in Philippine news, the Dengvaxia vaccine. Over the past few weeks, we have been discussing the ongoing dengue crisis in the Philippines and the Dengvaxia vaccination, which was banned on the grounds of posing health risks to children. Recently, however, the Philippines' largest organization of physicians has called on the government to reintroduce the dengue vaccine with limitations on who may receive it. This follows the rapidly growing number of dengue cases this year, which has now exceeded 208,000. The World Health Organization has since recognized the use of the Dengvaxia vaccination as a preventative measure, and the Philippine Medical Association, or PMA, has recommended that the vaccine only be provided to individuals who are interested, willing, and aware of the benefits and possible risks of the vaccine. In a statement made on Saturday, the PMA stated, "Clinical trials and studies have shown that the dengue vaccine will help individuals who had previous dengue infection from getting severe disease." They further stated that the vaccine should only be given to those at least 9 years old and have had prior dengue infection. The Philippines has now had 208,917 cases with 822 deaths recorded as of August the 10th, more than double of the recorded cases from last year. 10 regions have already reached the epidemic threshold, those being Calabarzon, Mimaropa, Bicol, Western Visayas, Eastern Visayas, Zamboanga Peninsula, Northern Mindanao, Soksarjin, the Bangsamoron Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, and the National Capital Region. The call to reinstate the Dengvaxia vaccine is interesting given the opposition of other medical groups following the controversy surrounding pharmaceutical company Sanofi Pasteur. Francisco Duque, Secretary of the Department of Health, has said, however, that the effect of Dengvaxia was not the issue, but rather Sanofi's complete disregard of FDA, or Food and Drug Administration regulations, which are precisely put in place by law to ensure safety.
Oh, Sam, ayan. Isa pa yan. Ano ba yan? Epidemic na din yan.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, pampa good vibes po ito.
Ayan. Yeah.
Miss World Philippines unveils candidates for 2019 pageant. The contestants of this year's Miss World Philippines took the catwalk on Thursday, a little more than 2 weeks before they compete for who gets to represent the country in the international edition of the pageant in London. Held at Novotel's Versailles tent in Cubao, the 40 candidates gave a wide smile to the press as they were presented. The list includes GMA's very own talents Michelle D., Kelly Day, and Isabel De Leon. During the conference, Miss World Philippines National Director Arnold Vegafria says he's ecstatic with the roster of aspirants this year. This year's batch is brimming with potential winners. Based on the preliminary interviews and performances, I won't be surprised if we surpass our previous track record from our previous years. Aside from the introduction of candidates, two more titles were added from the current list of awards, namely Miss Ecotin International and Miss Philippines Tourism. Gracing the event are reigning Miss World Philippines Katarina Rodriguez, Miss Multinational Philippines Kimi Magford, Miss Reina Hispanorama Americana Philippines Alisa Mulak
Alvarez, Miss Eco International Philippines Maureen Montaigne, and Mr. World Asia Pacific 2019 JB Saliba. The winning Miss World Philippines 2019 will compete in the Miss World pageant on December 14 in Excel, London, and cuts the coronation night of Miss World Philippines on GMA Sunday night box office on September 15, 10 p.m. po yan.
Ayan, mm-hmm. Galing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ayan, malapit na talaga tayo matapos si The Verge.
Mm-hmm. Yan po ang isang oras na mahigit-higit ng konti na pakikipagniig namin sa inyong lahat. Maraming maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari, at gayon din sa aming mga sponsors: Planet Earth Travel, Western Union Money Transfer, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, ISM International. Yeah.
Ayan.
Ayan. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nagpupugay po muli, Tita Birds.
Eh, ito naman po si Manang Trini. Maraming salamat sa, again, sa pagsunod nyo sa programa natin sa radio. Happy birthday po sa lahat na nagbe-birthday, and maraming salamat sa palagi mong pagsunod sa ating programa, Susan Shadwick at saka Ate Lolit. Palagi kayong nandyan sa amin, and of course to everybody who's listening. And happy birthday again to all fathers, father figures or mothers that's being a father at the same time. Happy Father's Day po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Manang Trini. Daghan kayong salamat. Saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, everybody. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat at magandang gabi po.
Mm-hmm. And from me, happy Father's Day again to all the fathers who are celebrating that today. And if you have anything that you want to celebrate this week, go ahead and, you know, and put your 110% into celebrating it, because life is short. Yep, spend time with your friends, with your family, and always look after yourself. Yeah, I'm wishing you all the best for the week ahead, and thank you for listening. That's all from me.
And of course, sa aking pinaka-paboritong manugang na father sa Sydney, Bobet. Kapampangan pero New Zealander, and another pinakapaboritong manugang sa Melbourne, Boyet, Kapampangan din, at syempre Australia din. Happy Father's Day sa inyong lahat, and thank you for looking after my daughters and my grandchildren.
Yes, okay.
Doon po sa lahat ng mga fathers, maraming salamat sa inyong pag-alaga sa inyong mga pamilya, at sana lagi kayong masaya sa lahat ng oras, at lalo na today, ipamper sana kayo ng mga nagmamahal sa inyo na inyong minamahal din. Magandang gabi po
magandang
sa inyong lahat.
Magandang gabi po. Bye-bye.
talaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino ka man talaga. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakilala